doesn't even sound country.
No.
So this guy's Australian.
This is Keith Urban.
Yeah. He almost puts on a fake Southern accent.
It's fake Southern accent.
It's fake Southern accent.
I would never buy this record.
My ear.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
You would never buy a record if somebody was named Winifred. You would never buy a record.
Has anyone with the name Winifred ever put out a record?
I don't know, but I know he's so prejudiced against the name, no matter what the song or how beautiful it is or whatever.
I just asked Chris if he's ever heard of Kodak Black. He's a rapper that's just been sentenced to 46 months in prison.
Really?
It's number one on Twitter. Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Kodak Black?
Kodak Black.
What's he sing? What's he rap?
I don't know.
Cameras?
He's trending number one on Twitter. He's gone to jail for 46 months now.
No, what do you do?
I don't know. Robert Kraft will probably free him and have him at a Celtics game. I don't know.
Nope. I was thinking of another guy. Sorry.
Okay.
One of those guys that know of him, not him.
Sure.
Specifically?
I'm down with that. I'm not going to criticize you for that.
Thank you.
No need to walk on eggshells around me. All right. We got a lot to do here.
Now, here's the other thing about the stupid Kaepernick thing going on.
And by the way, for those that don't know, the NFL is putting on a Kaepernick workout for all 32 teams on Saturday.
How far is Athens from Atlanta? Because, I mean, you think most of those scouts down there are going to go see Auburn and Georgia. Why am I going to see Colin Kaepernick when I got a potential of like 30 draft picks in a football game down the street?
Well, it was you who said that there were only 28 teams present at the Alabama-LSU game, right?
Yeah.
Who the hell were the four teams that thought, I don't need to go to that?
I know.
The Ravens really don't, right?
Excuse me, how many NFL wide receivers were on that field?
Oh, I thought we were talking about quarterbacks.
I don't know. I'm talking about everything. Fine. Wide receivers.
Everything. Linemen.
Secondary
players. Who cares?
Secondary players in Alabama, LSU. There's eight of them. They'll all be in the NFL.
If you're a scout, are you going to see Colin Kaepernick? Your top scout is going to Auburn, Georgia. You are not going to see Colin Kaepernick. That's the game of the day.
Fact.
By far.
That's going to be one big whooping for Auburn. I tell you that. They're going to crush Georgia.
They are not going to crush them.
Maybe.
They might win, but they're not going to crush them.
And then all of Georgia's little and Georgia, song and dance.
Georgia, don't pick on them. Don't pick on them.
I don't know why you do.
Because.
It's a bad karma for you, Alabama?
No. I feel bad for the Georgia sports fan.
I feel bad for Craig. If they go 10-2, win the SEC, and they get in.
Why do you feel bad for the Georgia sports fan? They've just been given a gift.
What are you talking about?
Last week by being ranked fifth and now fourth.
Think about what that
should be.
Think about what those fan bases have had to go through.
Yeah, a loss to South Carolina at home.
Okay, a mediocre team by a field goal because the guy missed a kick.
I'm going to go back 3 years. Oh. They blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl for the Falcons fan. The Georgia Bulldog fan then has a lead at halftime before some stupid freshman comes in and wins the game in overtime, knocks them out for what would have been their first national championship.
Yeah.
Then a year later, their stupid head coach runs a fake punt on 4th and 11 at the 50-yard line, handing Alabama the SEC championship.
Damn it, Kirby.
Then the Braves are finally good. What happens? Oh, game five. Let's go. NLDS. 10-0 before they even grab a bat.
Yeah.
The Falcons haven't recovered since then. Georgia can't do it. I feel bad for them.
And you know what you
can
add to the
list?
You know
they're going to lose their third baseman.
You know what you can add to the list? That they're going to be teased because they think they're in right now at four, and then they're going to be out of the top four.
Trae Young last night?
By the way, they got Trae Young. That's the brightest spot in Atlanta right now.
They won.
Dude is balling.
Yeah, he is.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, locally tonight, we got the Florida Everblades in action at Hertz Arena hosting the Orlando Solar Bears. Puck drops at 7:30. Check out coverage on our sister station, 770 WJBX, starting at 7:15. Also got a bunch of NBA tonight. Doubleheader on ESPN. First up at 7:30, the Rockets host the Clippers. That's followed by Golden State in La La Land taking on the Lakers. The Magic in action, 7 o'clock, hosting the Joel Embiid-less 76ers.
All right, very good. All right, Pete, we're going to do these TV changes for the NFL, and then I want to get back into college football.
Yeah, so if you hadn't heard, on Saturday, they just the NFL announced last night that they are flexing some games. So it's going to be a 1 o'clock, a 4:30, and an 8:15. All good games. 1 o'clock will be the Texans and the Bucks. That'll be on, I don't know if it'll be on CBS.
I think it's CBS.
I don't know. It should be.
No,
but
I think I read that this will be this is all CBS lineup here.
All CBS lineup? 4:30 is the Bills at the Patriots.
Right.
And then 8:15 is the Rams at the 49ers.
No. Oh, I take that back. I think that's all NFL Network. I'm reading it right now. All three Saturday games will air exclusively on the NFL Network.
Oh, you're right. Yep.
It also says the league had considered the Lions and the Broncos and the Raiders and the Chargers on that Saturday. Why?
They have also the NFL has announced they have flexed the Week 12 Packers 49ers game to Sunday Night Football on NBC.
Great move.
Bumping Seattle and Philadelphia.
Which is
they bumped that game?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a good game, maybe.
I mean, yeah, it's not that Green Bay and San Fran isn't going to be a great game, but
yeah,
get rid of the Philly market?
Yeah. Well, if the Patriots win, they'll be 5-5. Philadelphia will be, and then who knows?
I guess.
I got to tell you, what's the 49ers record going to be by week 12? Have you seen their schedule?
Yeah.
They're going to be a wild card team.
It heats up.
They're going to be in spiral mode. Like, I think they win two games the rest of the year.
They've got the Cardinals this weekend.
And I'm giving them as a win.
Cardinals this weekend.
Tough game.
Then it's the Packers game, that Sunday night game that just got flexed.
Yeah.
At Baltimore.
Yeah.
At New Orleans.
Yeah, keep going.
Falcons at home.
That could be a win.
Rams at home and
back to Seattle.
Week 17 at Seattle.
Yeah. Like I said, I think
that's going to be for the division.
Could be for everything.
That game will be for the division.
Could be for the number one seed.
Maybe
overall.
The number one seed in the NFC.
Seattle will have it wrapped up because I only see two more wins on San Francisco's schedule.
Well, hold on one second. Let's give them some credit. Like
three. I'll give them three wins the rest of the way. Those are not gimmies.
They got the Falcons and Cardinals.
Nothing's a gimme.
They got Falcons
and
Cardinals.
Those are two. Yeah. Give me another gimme.
All of a sudden the Falcons are playing. Maybe they get it together for the next month.
I'm not going to say it's a gimme,
but
you don't think that they can be. I mean, they got the Rams at home.
That could be tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough game, but who are you going to go with right now? They've already played once this year. San Fran won that game.
Yeah.
What's the score to that game?
I don't know. I don't know.
20-7.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
In Los Angeles.
All right.
So there's three. And you don't think that they get a win against the Packers, Ravens, Saints, or Seahawks?
Oh, and four. Who are they beating of those that bunch?
Packers. If their kicker was healthy, they beat the Seahawks on Monday night.
Exactly. And Seahawks have not been great at home this year either.
Have you guys seen Jimmy Garoppolo? He stinks.
He had like four dropped passes as well.
He also had four dropped interceptions as well.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Everybody's dropping Jimmy G's balls.
There's a report out there also right now that Cam Newton reportedly open to being traded this offseason. Maybe to the Bears.
He's the Bears.
I don't think it matters what Cam Newton wants.
No. He's just trying to save face here.
Yep.
All right, Pete, on to college football. I have a list, but you have a quiz for us.
Do your list first, maybe.
Oh, you want me to do a list?
I can do the quiz first.
Yes, 239. You're absolutely right. Craig is trolling hard today.
Oh,
really hard today.
I have to say it like every day. I needed a disclaimer at the intro of the show.
I keep telling you Georgia's going to beat it every year.
The views expressed by Craig Sheeman are indeed Craig Sheeman's opinions. I don't make up anything or embellish anything for the sake of the radio show.
Grief. Chiefs fan in the Cape, do you guys know any bigger pessimists than Craig?
All because I said the Rams are going to lose a four-game stretch, or the 49ers are going to lose a four-game stretch that it looks pretty tough.
No, you said you don't see any more than two wins.
It's like absolutes. You speak in absolutes. Like Georgia will never be back in it.
Write it down. Two more wins for the Niners in the regular season. They do make
sandwich bet?
They do make the playoffs.
Can I bet you?
Yeah, I will.
I bet you that they will have more than two wins the rest of the way.
And they will make the playoffs because two will give them 10, and they'll get in the
playoffs. You think they will not win more than two games?
So you think they're going to finish 10-6?
Yeah,
an 8-0 team is going to finish 10-6.
Well, they're 8-1 now.
Oh, the Jets did that one year.
Yeah.
And back in they did.
I want you to phrase it this way, Chris. The 49ers ceiling is 10 wins in the regular season.
I think the Jets were 10-1 one year.
Said Craig Sheeman on 11/13/19 at 4:12 p.m.
And they lost five in a row. That's an easy sandwich bet for me.
There you go.
I'm in. Only two games the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I think it's impressive. They're having a 10-win season, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Montana won the Super Bowl with a 10-win season once.
you say 10 wins like it's a bad thing.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. You're saying
you don't have to go 13-3 to win a Super Bowl.
You make it sound like all of a sudden San Fran's just, you know, some piece of, you know, cow dung of a team.
Garbage.
I will rank them high and give them their respect on my C-Note NFL power rankings, which may or may not appear on the website tomorrow.
All right, but I just want you to know that you're going to have Seattle, the Rams, the Saints, the Ravens, and the Packers all ahead of the 49ers.
Not this week, I don't have to. Although they're all jumbled together. You just listed all the playoff teams. They're all in the top.
You had Baltimore at one, didn't you? Or is no, Baltimore's at one, I believe.
Tune in tomorrow and find out. Absolutely. All right, now, I have a list I'd like to share with you.
We're doing my quiz first or your list?
Well, you told me to go ahead and do the list, but we can do your quiz if you like.
No, whatever. Go ahead. Do your list.
Okay. So, do we have list music, or shall I set it up first?
Set it up first, because we've only got so long of the list music.
Okay. There is a publication called the College Gazette, and they rank a lot of things with colleges. This one is
I got that from the college part.
Yeah, exactly. I believe they're published out of Massachusetts, but I'm not sure.
Oh.
You all know of the Ivy schools, Harvard, yes. Yale, et cetera, yeah. et cetera. They're all private schools.
Right.
So this story is the public Ivies. In other words, schools that are as good as or better than the Ivy League. So public Ivies is what they're calling them here in the article. I have the top 10 in America. These schools are as good as or better than the Ivy Leagues. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
At number 10.
And now, a list.
Hit the button first.
I'm sorry.
No,
Usually I don't get to do the, this is Pete's thing, so I missed this. I stopped it.
I have not seen this list that you have.
Right.
But now, are we talking about as a public school? So it's like, can USC be in it? Can Northwestern be in it?
USC is a private school.
That's what I mean. Are we doing?
No.
You said
so
non,
these are public.
These are public schools.
Yeah. So state, basically state institutions.
Right.
State universities or colleges.
So at number 10 on the list is SUNY in Binghamton. I don't know anything about that school.
Oh, SUNY, yeah. Binghamton, yeah, okay.
What's the SU stand for? Not Southern.
No. It's God,
all right, never mind.
But
it's
point.
It's sunny.
Yeah.
At number
the
nine.
The NY stands for New York.
Number right. nine is Michigan State. Good value for your money. You want
really?
To get an education at Michigan State. Yeah.
You know, it's that good of a school.
Yep. Number eight, Maryland. Seeing a Big Ten theme here. Let's see here. At number seven, another Big Ten school, Minnesota.
State University of New York. That's right.
Number six,
Minnesota.
Arizona.
These are hard schools to get into.
Academically, they
equate to Ivy League schools, but they're public schools.
Mm-hmm.
At number five, wave to the hospital, Iowa. There you go.
Nice.
Number four, UConn. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Number three, Miami of Ohio.
Yep.
Number two, the Ohio State University. And the number one public Ivy school, as good as or better than the Ivy schools, according to the College Gazette magazine.
Florida?
Michigan?
Indiana!
That's why I wanted to
University.
Do this.
That's exactly what it is.
As a matter of fact, it goes on to say some majors, like the School of Music or the Business School, better than an Ivy League education.
Based on what?
Well, there are other factors, but I didn't have time to dive into it.
Florida wasn't on that list. North Carolina wasn't on that list.
Southern schools
Michigan,
get a bad rap.
Well, Florida gets a really bad rap. Florida's a tough school to get into.
I always thought Michigan was tougher to get into than Michigan State.
I agree with you on that. In fact, I would put Michigan as one of the best academic institutions in the country. I don't know why it's not
I
on
know
list.
North Carolina's a fantastic.
Michigan's not considered private, is it? I don't think so.
Michigan? No.
No.
No. Yeah.
Is Northwestern private?
Why
aren't they
know.
On this list?
I don't know.
Overrated is what they are.
No, they're not. They're the Ivy League of the Midwest.
They're not even the Ivy League of the top 10 of the College Gazette, and Indiana's number one.
I don't know if they qualify.
Okay.
Academically, Northwestern is higher.
It's State University of New York. Sunny.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm just reporting the list, Pete.
Yeah.
It's a bad list.
It's a great list.
I give it a D.
You don't get to grade it.
I just did.
But you don't get to.
Yeah,
but I did.
Northwestern is private.
So there you go.
That's why.
That makes a lot of sense.
All right. I went to public. Go Indiana.
And I'm not saying anything bad about IU.
Am I either? I'm sure
it seems like you are.
No, I'm not, Craig. I literally said, how is Michigan State on the list and not Michigan? I always thought Michigan was tougher to get into.
No matter where you go, you got to do the work. If you're not going to do the work and have good time management, it doesn't matter where you go. Now, I mean, the curriculum at some of these institutions might be a little bit better. I don't know better. But it's still, if you don't do the work, unless you're really, really, really gifted.
410 bringing the fire. Indiana University is also just as good at sports as the Ivy League schools.
How many Ivy League football teams are ranked in the top 25 of the AP right now? How many? I'll wait for your list. Your answer.
As many as in the AP. Not, sorry,
well, in the college football.
Caught me on a technicality.
Listen, words
there.
Mean things. Losses mean things. Words mean things. You gotta pay attention.
Apparently, the college football playoff selection committee. See, that's a group of 13 individuals that understand it. They get it. Georgia's ceiling is not 5. Indiana should not be ranked in football, and I'm glad that Penn State's going to take them behind the woodshed on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you wait till that upset happens.
You said last hour to lay the 14 and a half.
That was off the air, Chris.
Did you?
That was a private conversation.
You're so far into the dark side now. You will so turn on your school because of a point spread. There's no way you're not betting Penn State on Saturday. No way.
No. As I've told you and Chris, I generally schools and teams that I have an emotional tie to, I stay away from. I won't bet on a Lions game. I will not bet on a Lions
game. That's terrible philosophy, right, Craig?
Why? Because I have some inside scoop on the team?
That means you let your heart overtake your head.
No.
I don't ever want to be in a position where I'm rooting against the Lions because I got money on the line. I want to root for them.
See, you should put yourself in that position every single week. Especially when they're a favorite and you can increase your
You're skills. Telling me if I gave you $1 million and you the only game you could put action on is your beloved Hoosiers.
Please, a million. Give them $1.
At Penn State.
You're giving me the million?
I mean, yeah. What,
he's taking the million
no,
run.
No risk to me.
Yeah.
And you're giving me $1 million to bet against the Hoosiers. What I do? Yeah, under that circumstance, hell yeah. Yeah, I would do that. Right.
So about them. What if I didn't give you the money?
I would not. I'm not betting the Indiana Penn State game. I'm uncomfortable.
You're not uncomfortable. You know what the result is going to be.
No, we could win, but we could lose by 14.
No,
it could happen.
Double that. I think you lose by at least 28.
Care to make it interesting?
Yes, yes.
Just go alternate line there, Pete.
I think you get clobbered.
We could, but I don't want to be put in that position.
Okay.
So again, rule of thumb: IU,
assume the
Detroit,
position.
I don't take a spanking. I don't.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
No thank you. I think that's a good solid rule. Chris, how often do you go Skittles on Alabama or North Carolina basketball?
I just made money off of LSU on Saturday.
So you rooted against your team to make money?
No, I did not. I rooted for my team, but I got a consolation prize.
See, I don't
every time Duke and North Carolina play in basketball, Duke money line is getting a little bit of action.
Really?
Absolutely. Now, I don't go point spread there. I don't go point spread.
I think that makes you two-faced.
I think it makes me an opportunist.
All right. Are we doing your quiz, or are we going to do that when we come back?
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the FCS poll here real quick. North Dakota State should be in the
Why
top 25.
Why are you looking at the FCS poll?
I just out of curiosity.
And I'm the one with the problem.
No, because Dopey just chimed in about Dartmouth. Dartmouth is 8-0. They're ranked 12th
in the
country.
Did you see how they beat Harvard a couple weekends ago?
I didn't, actually, no.
Hail Mary, last play of the game.
Oh, I did see that. It was on SportsCenter. I did see that.
Great play for Dartmouth. Dartmouth, by the way, beat FGCU earlier this week in basketball.
The Eagles did cover. The Eagles covered.
Teacher Tim says, do it. Bet against your team. If they lose, you win. If they win, you call it a syntax.
That's all it is. Yeah. You're paying for a win. I know a lot of Chicago Cubs fans that during the World Series run in 15 or 16? 16.
Right.
15. 15. They were putting money on the Mets in the NLCS and on the Indians in the World Series because they felt like that was what was working. That was the mojo for their
they were trying to
the
jinx
success
themselves.
Of the team.
They were trying to do a backdoor jinx into a win.
All right, this might qualify. Well, actually, it's a question that qualifies as a list. the answer would qualify as a list.
Do we do it when we come back, or do we do it now?
We can do it when we come
Chris
back.
Chris, make a call. Okay. All right.
Or what do you think? Yeah, we can do it when we come back.
So it's another Pete quiz.
Yeah, you like this one. This
a clist.
This one is very, you guys are
careful.
Both going to like this
I know.
One.
We had this the other day. We called it a clist. You got to be very careful when you say that.
Yes.
All right, a Pete clist coming up next.
Oh, you too, huh? You're showing it to everybody. That's from back to school. Rodney Dangerfield.
All right, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a moment, we'll have a Pete Shepard clist, which is a quiz and a list. And we've got Wikipedia coming up in just a few moments
like
as well.
Like a quist?
Yeah, something like that.
Just take the L out.
Okay. Okay. Good idea. Good programming decision by you, sir.
That might cause a Freudian slip.
Okay. Vernon Hargreaves has been picked up by the Texans, according to Adam Schefter. He was just cut by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think a change of scenery might do him really good.
All right. Aqib Talib and Xavier Howard will not return from IR this year for the Dolphins. In case you missed that.
Shocking news.
Jacoby Brissett is back.
So Aqib Talib will never play a down for the Miami Dolphins.
No, we said that.
He didn't even get a helmet.
He never,
I hope he's not shopping for a house on South Beach.
No.
What?
No, he's not.
I hope he's not shopping for a house.
I thought you said I read he's out shopping.
No.
No.
I think I'm getting an ear infection.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Do your kids have one?
No.
Wait a minute.
No, it's from the frog.
Is that the size of the face that the frog hit?
The frog jumped on your face?
The frog hit the left side of my face. It's my right ear. It's all warm.
Is it breaking out in warts?
Got like water in it. I hope it's water.
Maybe a frog deposit.
You get some. I mean, you get some tubes for your
kids. In case you missed it, Chris had an accident in the car. Not an accident, but a frog.
I got one in my.
Leaped on his face on Monday.
My tear duct.
How long ago did you have that done?
Or no, they put the tube in when I was a child.
Oh. Like, is it still in there?
One. No, it comes out.
Like God. It just disintegrates, or do they take it
no,
out?
No, they take it out.
Good Lord.
My kid had to have the same surgery.
So you have the surgery, and then how long later do you take out the tear duct
tube? A week or two.
I
remember the exact timeline. Yeah, it wasn't a long.
Do you remember it as a kid?
Or no, I was too small. I remember my three-year-old had it.
Yeah.
Spend the night in the hospital. I got so infected. It was like swollen shut and just.
Ugh.
But good news that came out of that, he had to have a port put into his arm.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, so they can hook him up to IV or, you know, whatever. So they like put a cast on his arm.
Yeah.
It was right when he was learning how to walk.
Oh.
So it forced him to walk in the hospital because he couldn't crawl anymore because his arm was basically stretched out the whole. So.
Nice.
Silver lining.
Two birds with one stone.
There you go.
Very good.
Wow.
Who knows if he'd be walking today?
A quick college football before I do this little list. But Tashaun Reed, who covers the Florida State Seminole team for The Athletic, said, interesting, that FSU has only 78 scholarship players. 16 of those, which is about 20%, more than 20%, couldn't play last week at Boston College.
Because?
Think about that.
Because?
I don't know. The team can't really afford for that number to get any larger.
Yeah.
Then it goes on, but says, I don't subscribe to The Athletic.
Oh, it's because they're all in the transfer portal.
Yeah, but
I'm just kidding.
No, but I mean it's because of injuries and a lot of other things. But that's a lot. 20% of your, more than 20% of your scholarship players can't play in a game.
Yeah,
not good.
Not good. Not good at all.
All right, you ready for this?
It's a Pete Shepard quist.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Is it college football related, or
it's college football related, and you'll see a little twist here.
All right. The music.
Yeah, and don't look at anything.
Well, okay. We don't even know what to look right now.
And now, a list.
All right, kids. Currently, there are 7 schools where both the men's basketball team and football team are ranked in the top 25 of their respective AP polls. Can you name those teams?
Yep, Indiana.
Indiana's not ranked in basketball.
They should be.
They're not, though.
They dominated
Northern
Alabama last night or whoever.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida's one.
This could take a second.
Florida's
number
11 in football. Florida number 11 in football, 15 in basketball.
Where's my? This is going to jog my memory.
All right, this is going to be a tough one to come up with on the spot.
Baylor.
Baylor.
Baylor's one, number 12 in football, number 24 in basketball.
Is Virginia ranked in football?
No. That's 2 out of the 7.
Oklahoma State, ladies and gentlemen.
Wrong.
Oklahoma?
Wrong.
App State. Are they any good at basketball?
Wrong.
Kansas State.
Wrong.
Navy.
Wrong.
Notre Dame.
Wrong.
Boise.
Wrong.
Michigan.
Iowa.
Ohio
wrong,
State.
Wrong,
Ohio State.
Wrong.
Ohio Where's State.
Ohio State, yes. Number two in football, number 16 in basketball. Okay.
Texas.
Wrong.
Maryland.
Wrong. Maryland.
It's not ranked in football.
It's lost by 87.
Utah.
No.
Cincinnati.
No.
There's no more left. How many?
USC. Oregon.
No, Oregon. Oregon. Oregon, number six in football, 14 in basketball.
No. Auburn. Auburn is one.
Auburn, number 13 in football.
Auburn is Pearls.
22 in basketball. They won a squeaker last night.
Yeah.
Well, the night before.
Was it last night? Monday they were night, a dog in that game, though.
Yeah, I know. They won 70-69, mm-hmm. I believe. Yeah.
Did we say Penn State?
No.
Not ranked?
No.
Basketball?
Michigan State. No, they've lost five in a row.
Minnesota?
No. No!
There's no more left.
Minnesota.
I just said Minnesota.
Nebraska.
No! Nebraska!
I'm just throwing teams out at this point. Wisconsin!
No.
All right, how many have we nailed? There's
four.
Seven?
We got four.
We've got Ohio State, Florida, Auburn, and Baylor. And did we do Notre Dame?
No!
No, I threw Notre Dame out there.
Okay. Wait, what did you guys have? Oregon, Ohio State.
Florida.
Florida.
We did not have Oregon.
And Auburn.
Let one slip.
I got Oregon. I got Oregon.
You got four. There's three left.
Georgia's not ranked in basketball. Tom Crean's over there now.
No.
Now,
you got four. What are you missing?
No, we got five.
Well, you got five. You got five. There's
Baylor,
two left.
Auburn, yeah. Florida.
Can you give us conferences left. So we're not just shouting
SEC
states?
One.
Kentucky?
In fact, they're playing tonight. No, not Kentucky.
Kentucky's not ranked in football.
I didn't think they were. That's why I'm having a tough time coming up with this one. A&M.
Oh, my God.
LSU.
LSU.
I didn't know they were ranked in basketball.
Number
I'm sorry.
Number 23.
All right, and what's the last conference?
More. AAC.
AAC?
Cincinnati.
Memphis.
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 Number 18 in football, number 13 in basketball. Now.
However, Memphis will be expunged at some point in the
future. Can you say this, even though I went through some and a little side here. Of those schools listed above, only blank is ranked higher in basketball than in football. Auburn, Baylor, Florida, LSU, Memphis, Ohio State, Oregon.
Florida.
Baylor.
Wrong, wrong.
Or
such an anchor.
No, not Oregon.
Only one of these
Minnesota.
Schools.
Minnesota.
They're not on the list.
Utah.
They're not on the list. One of the schools listed above, only blank, is ranked higher in basketball than in football.
Nope. Can't get higher than one.
Auburn.
No.
Notre Dame?
They're not on the list.
Baylor. Florida.
No.
Ohio State.
Memphis.
Yes, Memphis. 13th in basketball, 18th in football. That's freaking painful. I almost really swore that. I did.
It's tough to keep all those names straight,
yeah,
Pete. We're just throwing
just
stuff
it.
Out at that
point.
You've
got the list in front of you. It's not fair. We're just winging it off the top of our head with our brilliance. Sorry.
Brilliance. We're throwing that around loosely, huh?
Very.
Now tell me who said this quote the other day.
Newt Rockne.
No. Better.
Bob Knight.
No. Close. No. Okay. Somehow, quote, this is the quote from a coach in college football. Somehow.
Thank you. That's of course going to be the. They had him on Goink and Wingo this morning.
No, no, no.
Did he sound better than me?
Somehow we failed to reach the group. Our team leaders, they're either frauds or they haven't reached the group either.
Mike Leach, Mike Washington Leach. State. I know the quote.
I know. That is beautiful.
On his next to last game as the head coach of Washington State.
Yeah, but get him into Auburn. I'm fine with that.
I'm not doing this anymore. You're making it painful.
I'm not making it painful. I was just guessing Utah.
No, you just like saying it. You like saying Utah.
Utah!
Gus Malzahn now commenting on questions about him leaving Auburn to go to Arkansas. He says, I love Auburn.
I know. Well, yeah. What's he going to say?
I'm not leaving Auburn until they fire me.
They beat Georgia. They should give him an extension. Another one.
First of all, they will. Because, I mean, it's like playing a 1AA school this week.
Sandwich
it's a
bet?
Fraud.
Sandwich bet?
I already made you my sandwich bet for the day. I can't remember
no, we
what
didn't
it was.
Make a sandwich bet.
Oh, we just posted. No, I just posted 10 wins for the 49ers. That's, yeah.
You
just,
said
that's
you'd cover the 14 against Penn State.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I'm not doing a sandwich bet on that.
Quote, the 49ers ceiling is 10 wins.
Yeah, that's not a sandwich bet. That's just a sticky.
No, that's a sandwich bet.
No, it's a sticky.
It's just a sticky.
Well, we did a sandwich bet.
Yeah, but I don't think it got it consummated.
I can make it a sandwich bet.
I'm good. I'll let it stand on its own.
No, Pete, do you want a sandwich bet on that?
Yeah.
We need both sides to agree for an accord.
Do you agree?
No, I'm good with my sticky bet.
That is so lame. You can't do sticky bets if you're that confident without doing a sandwich
bet. I can, and I did, and I will. And you do it all the time.
I do not do it all the time.
You've got a whole wallpaper with sticky bets.
I gave you a chance for a sandwich. You made some outrageous statement. I said, I will bet you a sandwich bet for the rest of your life. Life.
I don't need a sandwich for the rest of my life.
And you wouldn't take it because you weren't confident enough.
I don't need a sandwich for the rest of my life.
You don't eat sandwiches for the rest of your life?
I eat them almost every day.
They're delicious.
I love sandwiches.
Love a sandwich.
Probably should mix in more salad.
I had a chicken salad sandwich for lunch today.
Oh, you combine the salad
and
the sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. Not really chicken salad.
No, but you can still call it a sandwich. That's a salad.
That's a loose term right there. It was chopped up chicken.
Heady play.
Mayonnaise, salt, pepper, and a little bit of mustard. Liven it up a bit. Didn't do any onion or anything like that.
Giants fan text again. What the heck is going on right now?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that 49ers was a sandwich bet.
Yeah, I checked the tape. Was.
Sandwich bet!
It was. You agreed to it.
Go ahead.
You agreed to it.
I'm not one to bail on a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwich bet, 10, ceiling, 49ers, Jimmy G. Better hope that knee holds together.
What else is there? Craig, you said sandwich bet. Run the tape back. Oh, that's just... It's
okay, everybody. We're official. Chris is writing it on the wall. The wall of graffiti of sticky pads and sandwich bets.
Now, can we do another sandwich bet where if Georgia goes 10-2, wins the SEC, they will be in?
No.
The college football playoff.
That is such a preposterous possibility.
You won't do it?
I'm not even going to do it.
What do you mean you won't do it?
I'm squarely on the record already. I don't need that to add to my point.
Add to it. It would bury you again. Because you know it's going to happen if that did happen. If that scenario did happen, if they went 10 and
you're a bully.
If they went 10-2 and won the SEC, they're getting in.
You don't even have to worry about it.
Clemson would be out.
They're going to lose to Auburn this week, and they
with a one loss. With one loss, which is not going to happen.
Chris is running out of ink in there.
I just ran out of ink. It's ridiculous.
Pens all over the place.
I threw it in the garbage. Not all over the place.
All right.
Golden State 36, looking good.
Yeah, thank you, Big 12 guy. You're right. Golden State Warriors. I would nail that one.
It's November 13th.
And how comfortable are we with that pick now?
I don't feel great about it on my side.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because nobody knew Steph was going to break his hand. Nobody knew that.
But you knew they weren't playing 82 games with that whole bunch this
no
year.
No one said about 82 games.
I did. That's why I ran my mouth and said they aren't going to win more than 36.
You kept talking about playoffs and they're going to be this, that. No one said anything about playoffs. I'm about winning 36 games. They'll win 36
games. Nobody said playoffs.
You made it seem that way. In the beginning, I said, no, all I care about is them winning 35 or 36 games, whatever it was.
I never said anything about playoffs.
They got two.
36 is their ceiling.
We got a sticky pad. We rip one off every time they win, right? They're going to beat the Lakers tonight.
I don't think Chris has been keeping up with that.
What if they catch the Lakers off guard tonight?
Right there, buddy.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
34. It's been stuck on 34 for about a week now.
All right. Good. They ain't going to get one tonight against the Lakers.
Tell me I'm not doing my job. It's unbelievable. This is like the owner in... what's the baseball movie where they undress her in the locker room?
Undress who in the locker room?
Oh, Major League.
Major League.
Yeah. Yeah.
They undress her in the locker room?
They have like a cardboard cutout of the female owner.
Yeah.
She has... sorry. I saw breaking news.
It's the LA Galaxy.
It's soccer related. I wasn't going to say it. I thought I'd stop the show for breaking news. But anyway, they peel a piece of clothing off her. Cutout, not her.
Right.
Every time they get a win.
Yeah.
Philly Kevin says, Pete the Pat's only favored only by 3.5 against the Eagles this weekend. Sandwich bet. I don't know what they should be favored by more. I'll do a sandwich bet with you. I don't know. Whatever. Michigan Mike. I think one of my favorite things about this show is when Pete tries to professionally, thank you, run a list segment and inevitably turns into Craig and Chris screaming random team names in the background. Yes. Kentucky
Utah!
Tim. Kentucky Tim says, to support Craig. To support Craig, he said the Niners will win 2, but could win up to 3 if you roll tape. So I think we should make it 11 ceiling instead of 10. Yeah, you
all
do
right,
that.
Fine. You want that? 11. Go ahead.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
That's no.
Go ahead.
No.
I'll take 11. That's,
of course
that's,
you'll take 11.
Well, that's what he and the listener have suggested. Fine.
No, because you hedged it somehow. Because
I said two or three.
It's official. It's sticky notes on the wall. It's on the wall. It's official.
It's done.
You nervous about it?
Not at all.
Go ahead. Move it up. Move it up one. Come on.
No,
11.
You're the same one that wouldn't take the all-time sandwich bet.
Will you if we move that up to 11, will you drop the Warriors down to 26 wins?
No, that's ridiculous.
Okay, don't try to go back on a bet.
I'm not going back on a bet. By the way, we're late now. It's time for Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Star Wars.
Star Wars trivia.
Herbie Hancock got some Skittles last night in my Western Michigan pick. Thank you.
As did I. Good job.
I only take 8.5%.
All right, what's price to tickets to the basketball?
The Rocket Mortgage, Fort Myers tip-off, November 27th.
All right. Two tickets could be yours, and then you'll be in a drawing for VIP.
VIP, courtside, signed basketball, behind-the-scenes tour of the whole deal.
All right.
Meet some coaches.
Call in number 9 right now.
Maybe meet some coaches if you get lucky and if they want to. That's not part of the prize.
All right. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, Stump Pete Shepard for prizes. Wikipedia, Sheba to Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Wheel Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, here we go. Caller number 9 is Chris in the Cape. Different Chris. We got 1,000 Chris's in the Cape. Yeah. Chris, welcome. How are you?
What's up, Chris?
Excellent. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Very good. Chris, how old are you?
I am 44.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
I am a teacher.
All right. Very good. Like high school, junior high?
I teach at Mariner High School. I'm also a part-time writer. So.
Okay. Very good. All right, we have Star Wars trivia today, so let's see how we do. First one to 3 correct answers is the winner. Chris, you get to go first. Which young Jedi Knight becomes Darth Vader?
Too easy. That's Anakin Skywalker.
There you go. Chris is on the board.
There we go.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Again, we're trying something new. They start easy, they get harder.
Good.
Time for the dark side, Pete Shepard. Here we go.
You're the dark side.
What Jedi Master spent 800 years training? How do you say that name?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Whatever.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Nailed that one. And Luke Skywalker.
Yoda.
All right. There you go.
Bonus point. Do you know Yoda's last name? There's no bonus point.
Yoda.
He doesn't have a last name.
He doesn't have a last
Just Yoda.
Name. Just Yoda. Just Yoda.
Chris in the Cape, here's your next question. Who is the most loyal friend and first mate of Han Solo?
Chewie Chewbacca.
There you go. He has a commanding 2-1 lead over you, Pete Shepard. Here's your question. What color is Yoda's lightsaber in Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith?
It is...
Tick-tock!
Green.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I almost said purple.
Samuel L's was purple.
Yes.
We have a 2-2 tie. Chris in the Cape with your chance to win outright. Chris, your question is, in the Star Wars films, what invisible power binds the galaxy together?
The Force.
Yeah!
Big win!
Good job!
Chris in the Cape, congratulations!
Great job.
All right, my man. Good job.
Thank you very much. I'm not even going to complain that Pete's question is actually wrong because I don't want to show just how much of a geek I am.
No, do
Wait,
it.
What
Please
color
do
was it.
What are you talking about?
No, it's actually Qui-Gon Jinn was trained by Count Dooku and not Yoda.
Wow, the internet was wrong.
Oh.
I apologize. I apologize. I'm going to take Chris's word for it.
You got to go to Wikipedia if you want to get the right answer.
Wow. Qui-Gon Jinn was trained by Count Dooku? Did he mention that in Phantom Menace? I don't remember that.
Yep, they have a whole conversation, him and Obi-Wan Kenobi, how much, Qui-Gon Jinn would probably be on the dark side now if he had the choice.
No, you're right. I do remember that. That's good. Good job by you.
I'm not saying Yoda didn't have some influence when he was a youngling, but let's not go that deep. But this is, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my man card. So.
No, not at all, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Good job.
All right, Chris. Stay on hold. Other Chris will take care of you.
What else you get?
Wow. Would you two like to continue your nerd show?
There's nothing wrong with it. What else you got?
All right, let's see what we got here. Who are the masters of the dark side who want to rule the galaxy?
Who are the masters?
Masters of the dark side. They want to rule
the Sith.
Death. Yeah.
Yeah.
What bounty hunter captures Han Solo?
It's not Boba Fett.
Yeah, it is.
It's Boba Fett. That's right. Yeah.
Why are you dinging him? He says it's not him, and then you ding him like he's correct.
I don't care.
Jello Shots, Master Yoda General. Yes, you're right.
The Jedi Council consists of how many members?
Oh, that's... how many? Let's see. Including,
you were in the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. I'll give you that hint.
Including Anakin?
Anakin was never
officially
on the council. He always had to get the council's permission.
Yeah, but he was like an intern on the council.
He was an intern, right? But he was not on the. He was not a council member. He had to leave when the official vote went down.
The 9, 10? I don't know.
It's 12.
12.
Everybody knows that piece.
Everybody knows that. Chris in the Cape would have gotten that.
Chris in the Cape would have nailed it.
They all died.
He apologized when I was talking to him on the phone. Don't apologize, man. That was awesome.
I liked Chris in the Cape.
I liked learning.
He was strong. He knew what he was doing. I mean, he was confident.
Now I'm going to have to go back and watch Phantom Menace, at least fast forward to that scene, because I know he does talk about Count Dooku.
All right. I'll be back with these two nerds in a minute.
It has Sheeman to be that movie, because he dies at the end of Phantom Menace, so it has to be in that movie.
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.